What's that old thing Future used to say, Sonny? Can you tell me, boy? He used to say, walk in your trap, take over your trap, M&T Stadium.
That was in a Future song, you dumb fuck.
When did Future ever say that, bro?
Future said that, though.
No, it wasn't.
Walk in your trap, take over your trap. Nope. Shit, maybe it was somebody else. But hey,
Bankroll Fresh, bro.
Bro, listen.
Like, yo, get your shit.
Either motherfucking way.
It's even now. I took an L, you took an L.
It's even this, now. This sounds different, though. Because, like, my team is better than your team.
That's not my team.
Damn. That is your
team. Let's get that.
That is your team. It's great. It's great.
Can you just clarify for, you know, everyone watching what you're talking about here?
Man, the Philadelphia
Eagles. What a stupid ad.
Philadelphia Eagles walked into M&T.
Bald bitches.
Eagles walked into M&T Stadium today. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. They ain't on a motherfucking crumb. Them,
tell you,
them dudes.
Tucker's not on a crumb.
No, you know who's not? Tucker's who not is on a crumb. Who's on a lot of crumbs?
Oh man, here we go.
I have to give some credit to my Chicago native.
Big love with you, boy.
Yo, Vic is a guy though. Vic is a guy.
Shut down.
Not
the whole Ravens offense.
How did he shut it down?
How didn't he shut it down?
Bro, it was the field goals. That really fucked.
Why are they getting field goals? Let them score touchdowns.
Bro, okay, they would have scored 18 points out of garbage time. Isn't that a high powered juggernaut? Aren't the Baltimore Ravens our juggernaut?
I mean,
best offense and MVP. Best offense.
I mean, how much did the Eagles were shut down too?
Bro, you guys have the best offense. We don't have the best offense.
Damn.
Do they have the best offense?
I mean, they have the MVP. They have the MVP.
He's playing at an all-time level. He's leading the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns. What? Bad game?
It wasn't even that bad of a game. I feel
like that's what happens when you play a great defense.
I feel like if those field goals were made, it'd be a different story. Yeah,
feelings aren't facts.
The seven points left on the... You missed a PAT, bro.
Feelings aren't facts, brother.
What are you talking about?
Feelings aren't facts. The way you feel isn't factual.
Okay, bro.
No, speaking facts, though.
Okay. If field goals are made, that puts pressure on. They wouldn't have went for it on fourth down.
It does change the whole game, right?
For sure.
Is that a feeling or is that a fact?
But that's your team, though.
But that's just football.
Either way,
it is football.
We could also say that if they score touchdowns, then they would have won the game.
I feel like if they didn't go away from the run, like they always fucking somehow do.
That's what happens when you play good defense.
No, man. They just always do that. And that's why they always lose.
Better. Yo, when Derrick Henry started getting, there was like third and two, and there was a couple plays that Zach.
Derrick Henry was going off. He stiff armed his own lineman.
Derrick Henry had like three runs that were decent.
Cooper DeJean fucking crunched him.
Cooper DeJean is a guy.
Crunched him.
He also got mossed.
Sure.
Remember that.
You take the good with the bad, bro.
Remember that?
Darrell Revis got mossed by Randy Moss. What?
Darrell Revis getting mossed by the best receiver, like the second best receiver of all time. All
right, bro.
You got mossed by fucking Mark Andrews.
6'5", fucking 250-pound guy.
Get mossed.
Yeah, all right, bro.
Get mossed.
All right, bro. All right.
Get mossed.
Either way, bro, you know that defense has made a lot of improvements.
Yeah, I gave you credit, bro.
You didn't do it to me now.
What do you want me to say?
I want the credit now.
You know what's crazy? If you look at the stats... And then look at the score. It's almost like, how the fuck did Baltimore lose that?
For real.
I'm looking at the stats right now.
Yeah, they did not
play. He had 237 yards passing, 2 passing touchdowns, 80 yards rushing. That's just Lamar Jackson.
Yo, okay, but hold on.
You talking about good defense?
He had a garbage time 50-yard rush.
Was it
garbage?
It was garbage time.
That was inflated.
3 seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds left in the game and shit. Yeah, okay, so.
What about Derrick Henry?
But Derrick Henry had 82 yards.
Oh, I thought he had 86.
Yeah. How many rushes?
19.
Damn.
Like, bro, give that guy more. What are they doing?
What?
Why does Derrick Henry ever come off the field?
That's a situation.
He's averaging 4 yards a rush. 19
carries is crazy.
That's a good amount, bro.
If you're
at least 20, leading, 25.
How much does Saquon have?
I think 21.
23.
Yeah, 21.
You got to give him the same amount. At least.
That's very close, bro. It's 4.
Does Saquon Barkley ever leave the field?
Yeah, he does.
He does they a lot, bro. They put in stupid Kenneth Gainwell. I hate when they do that
shitbox
shit.
Gainwell.
But the thing, this is the problem with Ravens, too. They have Justice Hill. There's nobody behind Saquon.
He's okay.
There's nobody behind Saquon, though.
On the depth chart? Yeah, I mean, Justice Hill's whatever.
How many games did Gainwell
I know,
get?
But that's what I'm saying. That
like four.
Four.
Kenneth Gainwell has zero rushes.
Zero rushes?
It's just Saquon and Jalen
Shipley.
Hurts.
They gave it to Will Shipley.
Once?
Once.
What the fuck is that?
Look.
There you go.
Look at this. Look, he only... Four receivers caught the ball today.
Like, bro, they should not have won that game.
Bro, Jalen Hurts had 11 completions.
Come on.
But he ran the ball, though. Situationally,
29 yards rushing. Saquon had 107 yards, which is just what he's been doing.
Yeah, it's pretty mediocre offensively.
It looks like, bro. It just looks like, bro, Ravens do this.
Bro, Philadelphia didn't fucking miss any kicks.
Philadelphia just scored when they needed to, and Baltimore didn't.
And there you go. Yeah. That's all it is.
Opportunistically.
But you also forgot a very important point that they stopped Baltimore when they needed to as well.
I feel like...
What, bro?
Look. When did Philly score that touchdown? It was after those missed field goals.
Okay.
You know, like, it's a different
game. They were
going to
get the ball back anyways, even if they
missed
those
field goals. No, but it's also like, if you miss those field goals...
You get momentum, bro.
And they're getting the ball at what, midfield?
That's fair.
Regardless.
Good field position. You're right.
It's not
and I know what I mean.
It's not like
missing kicks is demoralizing, bro.
Yeah. Especially when they're not blocked, bro. Like, you're just fucking
Yeah, you're just missing. The fucking kicker's missing.
And it's Justin Tucker, too.
And he's been missing all year. Because, like, you looked at the Ravens' stats.
I feel like that's also good.
Pretty
also,
weird.
Especially if you have a kicker like Justin Tucker, you have to think that's also in the game plan. We're like, all right, we can play it safe here. Because we're still going to put up 3 points minimum.
We're going to knock it down.
Yeah. Some teams can't rely on the kicker like that. So it's like...
Exactly.
They're a lot more aggressive.
You have to get in that 30 to 40 yard range. When you're like sitting 40 to 50 of Justin Tucker, you're like, all right, we're safe here.
Yeah.
And they're a lot more...
And then you're missing them.
You got to look at the stats too. Like, I'm pretty sure Justin Tucker is like literally 100% under 40 yards.
No, this season really fucked up his records.
Yeah, I don't know what it is this season. This season, I don't know if he changed his form.
No, I think he just...
No, if you notice, Dev, you notice this. Look at his kicks. He's getting heavy draw. He changed something in his kicks,
I think it's a mental, just like, he thinks he's a guy.
Mentally, he's right, though. Not even he thinks he's a guy, bro. Probably just slipped into poor mechanics, and now he's in
his own hands.
Bro, I think he probably just thought, I don't need to practice this shit in the offseason.
Probably.
Bro, all of his kicks are going left. They're all starting out straight.
Yeah, then he adjusted, went all the way right.
But he's still hitting some hooks.
But now he's in his head, man.
He's in his head, bro. Yeah,
he's in his head now, man. Now he's cooked.
And, bro, this is the worst time. Yeah, this is this playoff time.
Bro, that was Lamar Jackson's first. Wasn't that Lamar Jackson's, like, first? Range. What were they saying? What? I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, in the game, we can relate this to golf. In golf, when you have an in-to-out swing, you get a draw, which is where the ball curves to the left.
That's facts, bro. Why do you have to smile when you're talking about golf?
That's what Justin Tucker is doing right now.
No, but it's true, though. It's like, you can't be practicing on the course.
And if you notice, Young Wei Koo, he has a cut kick. So this goes to the right.
He's also mid-grade now.
He's shit, too.
Yeah, he's also mid-grade.
These kickers are either on crack or they're just fucking ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, not Boswell. Guy's a baller.
Boswell's crazy.
Most points in the league.
Fucking guy.
Highest scoring player in the league.
Chris Boswell? Oh, I guess that motherfucking team takes field goals like it's fucking... He's drinking water.
Bro, he literally scored all the points that one game.
Even when they beat Falcons in the first game of the season, he kicked 6 field goals.
Yes, this is, bro.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Like, guy. He's taking over Tucker's spot.
But Tucker getting old, though. Tucker had a good stretch, man.
He did.
Yeah.
What, he hit 62 yarder?
Maybe 60.
He has a record, right?
Some shit. He has a record.
66.
It was like 67 or some shit, bro.
Somebody hit close to breaking it this year, bro.
Detroit?
Bro.
Someone almost
did
it today.
We almost did it. 68?
Patriots almost did. They're like this close.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, losing on that would have been fucked.
How did Drake May play?
Yo, he pretty played good. Really good, sweet, yo. Right? He actually was playing really... Like, I was actually concerned how well he was playing.
They probably Jacoby Brissett in for one play, and that motherfucker got sacked.
Like, they probably tried to do that fucking...
No, it was a third down, and they're trying to do some shit.
That's how Cincy lost, but it was opposite. Justin Fields brought in, and Cincy's defense like, oh, the only reason they bring Justin Fields in is to hand the ball off.
They had a rookie out there.
Yo, honestly, bro, that defense... I still can't believe you said the kicker lost it. You saw the game, bro.
It was horrible.
Their defense is so ass.
No, but you know what? Their offense choked.
No, their whole day. Bro, come on, man.
Look at how many
points
choked.
He put up.
Since his defense, bro.
They're actually historically bad right now.
They're so bad, bro.
They're historically bad.
They're terrible,
man.
They score
4 games over 30 that they've lost this year?
Steelers don't usually march down the field that quick.
Yeah, bro. Yo.
They were just fucking flying down the field.
Give some credit to Russell Wilson.
They revamped their whole shit, though, man. They
out of this world.
Nah, I can't give them that much credit.
Bro. Give credit to Russell Wilson.
The only game they lost recently was a dumb snow game where nobody could see.
The most important play of the game today was when Cincinnati was down 10. They had a chance to come back, and it was third and long for Pittsburgh. And Russell Wilson caught that one-on-one rookie offside.
Bro, you're going to give him credit for that? That rookie is retarded.
What do you mean? That's a veteran quarterback play.
He was playing outside.
No, they ran hurry up after the second down. Then they got the ball. It was third and long. And he made that play on the fly to recognize
when it was a single coverage.
Yeah.
And he was playing,
got juked.
So he was playing inside.
Yeah.
He was denying the outside.
Yeah.
And he then got juked outside.
Then he went to the outside. He had his body facing. Look, so you're the receiver inside?
Yeah, yeah.
His body was facing you. Okay. And then he went to the. He turned his. He flipped his hips.
He panicked, man, and had poor technique.
And yeah. Russell Wilson threw a dot.
Bro, he was wide open.
He had to lead him a little bit.
Bro, brother, come on, man.
He had him beat, but bro.
Come on, bro.
I'm telling you, a bad quarterback's going to miss that pass or throw behind him.
I think you'd have to be blind.
I think what Brandon's saying is Russell Wilson deserves a little bit of credit for the season success.
Of course, bro. If they had shitbox Fields in the game,
he was doing pretty good.
He would have snapped, bro.
He was doing pretty good too.
He would have snapped, man.
No, that he would not have, man.
Bro, I actually don't think you realize how bad that defense is.
Like what Russell did,
the whole season. The whole season would be completely different if they kept Fields in.
No, I'm talking about just this game, Cincy.
Even this game.
Nah, man. That defense is literally garbage, bro.
Doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter.
35 points.
There's a reason Russell Wilson is starting, bro. I think we can see it.
Russell Wilson's good. I'm not trying to say he's shit. He's having a good season. But, yo. The shit, like, you know how frustrating it is to watch Cincy play defense?
Yeah, no, they're retarded.
You know you watch the game, bro. Yeah.
It's like just making your eyes bleed.
You're like, all right, we scored. And it's like, fuck.
Back on the field.
On the field. I feel for Joe Burrow, bro. He's playing so good. And just for what?
Well, you think they need to fire Zach Taylor?
They need to fire everything. Yeah. On the defensive side, coach.
It's like, do you fire? Because the offense is so good, bro.
Bro, I don't even know if the offense is good, bro. They have so many false starts at home.
Yeah, but they still put up 38 points with all that.
How do you have false starts at home?
That's including two strip sacks there.
And against the Steelers, bro. It's pretty good. That's like perennial defense right now.
You're at home.
Perennial.
Wide receiver ones on that team, too.
Perennial.
What do you say? Perennial?
I said perennial.
Perennial. What? He's just famous for calling defenses that.
Oh.
Yo. Hold up, bro. Like, yo, sidebar for a second, bro. You got an issue, right? Really?
Do you not do that, bro? Have you not done that?
I've done that twice in my life.
Oh.
Sonny, you haven't even heard me say that before.
Why are you bringing me into this, bro? This is your issue. What, bro?
Known a nigga for 25 years. Ask the nigga, yo, have I said that? Sorry, ask the guy. Sorry.
Yo, I don't keep track of all the words you say,
that's
bro.
That's crazy still.
The fuck?
That's crazy.
You keep track of all the words I say?
Everybody.
He has a booklet.
I don't want to this.
Look, man, I ain't even trying to stand on it, bro. I ain't even trying to stand on it, bro.
Conversation done, brother.
I don't even really care about this, bro. You can have this you think one. You can have this one. You can have this one.
How is that funny, though?
Because that's what you do, bro.
Holy shit. That's insanity right there. For you guys to try to make fucking make-believe shit up here on the fly.
Make-believe? Yeah, three people are making up make-believe stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So how you feel, bro?
About beating the Ravens?
Yeah.
That was whatever, bro. We knew that shit was going to happen, bro. Them boys were not damn. Prepped.
Is this the exact moment where Jeff gets cocky again?
Damn.
And the season falls apart?
Nah.
I don't think it happens this season, to be
don't
honest.
Don't mush it. Well, he was saying
mush
that
himself.
The Lions are beatable now.
They are beatable.
After a close division matchup.
No, I was saying they're beatable last week before the game. They are beatable.
They're beatable. The whole NFC North is beatable.
I was. I did say they were beatable.
Those three teams.
I literally said they struggled today against whoever they played. I don't even remember. Tennessee, was it?
Those three teams in NFC North are beatable. Three. Believe it or not, all three.
Okay, I think Minnesota. Okay,
Minnesota just ass, bro. All of a sudden,
Green Bay is beatable too, bro.
Yes, they are.
Nobody was saying that those teams aren't beatable.
I don't think Detroit's beatable.
Like someone that, was.
Bro. What?
By a good team is what I mean. Like I think they'll lose to.
Let me guess, the Eagles, right?
How many good teams are there in the league?
So I think the Lions,
Eagles could beat.
I think the Bills would even be the Lions.
The Eagles, bro.
We're talking about the NFC, bro.
We're talking about the NFC.
There's only two teams in the NFC, right? I guess now.
You know what? I actually think Philly beats the Lions just because.
Holy fuck, bro. This is what happens. Where got the fuck him. Yeah, I'm sitting so close now.
Yeah, no, just because.
It's because of Saquon. That's why he's.
No, not, that's one really good reason as well. But
your love affair for him.
Look at
yo, all of a sudden I picked him up in fantasy and fucking
no, get the guy, fuck out bro. Of here. I've holy always liked Eagles. Saquon.
The guy's having an MVP season, bro. Like, holy you're fuck, bro. It. Who's it? Who's
holy fuck.
Who's the MVP on Detroit?
Damn. The Jared Goff.
Jared Goff is shit, bro.
But getting back to my point, the reason why Philly will win that.
Dan Campbell's MVP.
The reason why Philly will win that matchup actually Ben
Johnson is MVP. Did Lions lose week one or week two?
Week two.
The reason that Philly.
Ben Johnson's on the team.
Yeah.
He knows your shit. He knows your shit.
I think you're talking about Brian Johnson.
So who's it?
It's a different offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Ben Johnson is.
Ben Johnson's the guy Brandon wishes coaches.
Oh, okay. Got it. You got it twisted up.
I know what you're saying. I got it twisted up this week,
but
too. That realize a white black.
The reason why Philly will win that matchup is because Vic Fangio's history against Jared Goff. If you know a quarterback's tendencies.
Bullshit fucking stats. This guy.
It's not bullshit.
It matters, though.
It's not bullshit. Matters, if you're a defensive
run, bro.
Against Jared Goff on the Lions or against Jared Goff on the Rams? Because that's completely fucking...
On the Rams when they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. He's a completely different player. Quarterback. Completely different.
Yes.
He has the same flaws as he did in the Rams.
I don't know.
He can't throw against the blitz. You blitz him, it's automatic game over.
They won last week, though.
Barely.
Or this week. Sorry.
No, they just played on Thanksgiving.
Bro, you can't... Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were smacking y'all. Y'all made a comeback.
Like this week.
Yeah.
They only lost one game.
That's the thing. They almost lost.
Bro, they can't win every game by like three touchdowns.
It's like the Chiefs, bro. They almost lose, but they keep winning.
I think
the Chiefs are
beatable. Yeah, but Chiefs are ass. You look at Lions and Chiefs,
same record.
So how can
we say that?
Because the wins are completely different, bro.
It's teams falling apart late.
Lions have not got bailed out like the Chiefs have, bro.
They just got bailed out last week.
How?
By Eberflus.
But yeah,
they got
bad,
by Eberflus is what happened.
That wasn't a certified thing, though.
Yeah, it was a certified.
They were at the 25-yard line to tie the game.
To tie the game.
Tie.
That's taking it into overtime. That's not a guaranteed win for the Lions either.
Yeah, but it's not a guaranteed win for you.
I'm talking about
if they're so good, how are they taking Chicago
into overtime? Are in losing
position,
not to tie the game. Chiefs have been in losing positions. And then fucking somehow, miraculously, just fucking win.
Chiefs aren't the same. They're on some weird shit. I didn't argue that.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they have the same record.
I'm just saying Jared Goff's stats against the Blitz this season, right now, in the present, support the fact that he hasn't
improved.
What
are you going to do against Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs?
I don't know.
And then you got Jameson and fucking Amon-Ra.
He
is a speedster.
Well, he is nice, bro. Yeah, bro.
I think we saw
he's the
before.
Number two.
You guys should know very well, bro. You're holding
Laporta. Then there's Laporta, bro.
Stopped so many super offenses.
Brother,
Rams was
brother,
a super
brother,
offense.
Brother, there's only one Bill.
One thing?
Bill Belichick. Yeah.
Yo, bro.
Get out of
here,
bro.
You guys believe that Detroit
Bill, Vic Fangio is not on Bill Belichick's jock strap.
Okay, all right. So
Vic Fangio won the Super Bowl with Denver Broncos, shut down your boy Cam, made him look like a little chicken.
My boy.
Your boy,
that
Cam.
Was your boy.
No, you were fucking.
That was your boy.
You were fucking.
What?
At the time,
that was your boy.
What?
You were fucking the nigga at the time.
Yeah. Hey, yo, bro. What the fuck is that?
I'm telling you.
Hey, yo.
No, you cannot say anybody's boy is Cam other than yours.
Bro, remember? Cam, no.
What the fuck?
Remember?
No,
Cam, no, you could do it, Cam. You don't remember the voice messages Chris used to send us? I thought your memory actually went far back, but I guess it doesn't.
Way better than yours, bro.
Not at this point. Bro. Not with this point. You don't remember that.
Lions haven't won every game, so I don't have to win every argument. So what?
The fuck?
Yeah,
the
no.
The fuck is that?
And don't forget, that guy broke his leg, too, with fucking Aiden Hutchinson, too. He's out.
Yeah, the team's good. They're just, I think they can lose a game, though, in the playoffs.
Okay, their offense is better than your offense.
Obviously. The fuck?
Okay.
There you go.
No one is saying that.
So is Baltimore's.
Yeah. What? Bro, don't do that.
Okay.
Why are you doing
okay,
that?
Okay, okay. How much better is Baltimore's offense than your offense?
Bro, they're saying
before this
the
week,
motherfucker
Sonny?
Is an MVP, bro.
Yeah.
What do you want? How Sonny? Much better do you want to
you
be?
You would have said it was probably.
You. I thought you have an MVP as a running back.
Brother.
Everyone's do not
Lamar for the past
but
weeks.
But they lost 7 points, bro. 7 points would have been the win.
Okay, sure. Maybe Detroit won't make those mistakes.
I don't know. Maybe you guys won't get bailed out back-to-back weeks like that.
That Portland offense,
we
bro.
You got bailed out? By what?
The missing kicks. Is that not all? You got bailed out? Like, you got blessed.
Bro, I think our defense played really well.
No, yeah, your defense.
Was your defense the reason for them missing the kicks?
Special teams.
Yes, well, a win's
they
still
didn't do shit,
a
bro.
Win's still a win, but don't look at it like you smoked the Ravens and all of a sudden you guys are just nasty and gonna beat the Lions.
No, but you guys have to admit the Ravens didn't look like the Ravens of regular.
True.
Doesn't that make our point?
Yes, that the Eagles stopped them from looking like that.
No, the Ravens beat themselves today, right? The Eagles didn't beat them. The Ravens beat themselves. That's what you guys...
Yeah. No, I'd say it's both.
I'd say it's that.
Yeah.
I'd say it's
that. And he says it with a straight face too, bro. Look at his fucking face.
Just like how Detroit beats himself.
Yeah.
They only beat themselves once, I guess.
Yeah.
If Houston wasn't so ass, they'd have two losses right now. Minimum.
And if Chicago was...
No, if Eagles did that, you would not be saying the same thing, bro.
If Eagles did what?
If the Eagles did what Detroit did.
Do 4 picks?
Yeah, and they won, you would not be saying the same thing.
How often does Jalen Hurts do that?
He barely even throws the ball 11 times.
Sure.
Is he even a quarterback?
11 or is times he just is crazy.
Or is he just a guy who gets his ass pushed by two men from the back?
That was shit.
That's the truth. It's not shit. It's the truth.
Check the stats.
Check what stats, bro? He threw for 11 times.
He
That's the stats
11
right
times.
There.
He had 11 completions.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a big difference, bro. Going 5 for 11, then 11, then 17 is a big deal.
He went 11 for 19. 19
attempts is still insane, bro.
19 attempts?
In a close matchup?
In a running schemed offense?
Yeah. Saquon runs that team.
Okay.
Why are you even bringing up Jalen Hurts, bro? That's not his team no more.
Honestly, to be honest, between runs and passes, it was pretty
balanced.
Whoever's
good is good.
I think you care.
Sure.
Okay. It's pretty balanced between runs and passes. 19 passes, 23 rushes for Saquon.
Saquon is the leader of that team.
That's fine. It could be.
That's the truth, though. He's the one who brought the team together. That's a fact.
Exactly. Okay.
That's a factual statement.
Whatever.
The team was lacking something, and they got
the team.
They got it with Saquon. I'll give you that. But.
So then what are we saying here, bro?
But there's only one Saquon. There's a Jahmyr Gibbs, who is better than Montgomery. I don't think there's any debate with that anymore.
Is Jahmyr Gibbs or Montgomery better than Derrick Henry?
Them together? I don't know. You tell me. What would you rather have? Derrick Henry or those two?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, though?
That's a fucking quarterback.
Yeah, we're talking about pairs, right?
No.
We're talking about running backs.
Lamar Jackson is such a threat running that he makes Derrick Henry actually better.
So 100,000%. He's saying, though. He's saying, would you rather have Derrick Henry or would you rather have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery?
Either way,
you ask who's better, but those two are him.
Derrick Henry. You choose the tandem?
Yeah.
I choose the tandem.
100%. Bro, they could catch the pass. Derrick Henry can't catch passes.
Yes, he can, bro.
You know how many times I fucking taken that guy?
Receiving yards.
Just because Ravens are not throwing him the ball doesn't mean Tennessee he wasn't catching.
He was not, bro. He was brick hands. You guys remember that?
This guy scored
Jeff,
passes,
be honest.
Bro.
He doesn't have good hands, but he
catches. Yes, all right. There, that's it. That's all we need to hear.
He catches easy passes.
Why do you think they make him go as quarterback and throw the fucking ball in the end zone? That was the trick play, bro.
Why do you think they have Justice Hill playing at all? It's because he could actually catch the ball.
Bro, Derrick Henry is better than Denton. For sure.
Nah. Yeah, it's actually a crazy argument.
You have a speedster.
Now, if you ask me if I'd rather have Saquon,
I'd say it takes Saquon.
I'd take Saquon over Jahmyr Gibbs and Denton.
Yeah, because he could do both. What, bro?
What is so crazy about that, bro?
It's just crazy because they're saying, you were saying at the beginning of fantasy that Derrick Henry would have a way better season than Saquon.
That's fantasy.
I was wrong.
That's rushing touchdowns.
No, he just said overall touchdowns. And
I was wrong, bro. But he's close. Like, it's not like it's
Derrick Henry is, and Saquon are basically neck and neck with their stats.
I think the only reason why Saquon's better is because he has that element in his game. He can catch passes.
Changes offense, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
He didn't catch much passes today.
Come on, bro. Look at his stats for the year, bro. Remember the first touchdown he scored in the year? Tell me Derrick Henry's doing that.
Obviously, he's not. But Derrick Henry's running over 4 or 5 defenders to get a touchdown.
Yeah, but...
Yo, is Saquon's that, like is that the Detroit mix? Defense so, like, look, that good either, like, though?
They go from this. So today he had 3 receptions. Last 2 games, 0. And then 4 games before that, 1 each game.
Who is this?
Derrick Henry. So today he had 3 receptions for 29 yards.
Yeah.
Then game before that, 0 receptions. Game before that, 0 receptions. Against Cincy, 1. Against Denver, 1. Against Cleveland, 1. Against Tampa Bay, 1.
Yeah, but Ravens is different, man. It's not his role on Ravens to catch
passes. It's never been his role, bro.
Yo,
it's never been
Detroit's defense really that good though?
Can we just like put a pin on this other argument?
That
29 receptions, 267 yards, 2 touchdowns, bro.
Is it Saquon?
What? Oh,
yeah. Saquon for the year. 2 touchdowns receiving, right?
Saquon's definitely a better catch.
And he had that one drop though.
Saquon's definitely.
You know, one drop to win the game? Was that the one to win the game?
Yeah, he did against ATL.
Game
we dumb one.
It's like, who would you rather have, C-Mac or Derrick Henry? In last year's C-Mac.
Yeah, C-Mac easy.
Okay, now let me ask you, who would you rather have, C-Mac or Saquon?
It depends on the system.
See,
I'm taking Saquon.
See, that's closer.
Depends on the
system. But why? It's because they could both receive.
And they're both just.
Right?
Dynamic, man.
But if you're talking about comparing offenses, then you have to throw Lamar into the equation because you're comparing Baltimore to Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, like,
trying to make a point of their running back tandem.
Okay. Who do you think would be better, Saquon and Lamar or Saquon and, Lamar and Derrick Henry? Saquon and
Lamar, for sure.
But everyone's saying Saquon over Derrick. The argument isn't Saquon.
Detroit has the best offense. It's arguable that Ravens have a better offense.
I think the Ravens with Lamar Jackson with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs is better than Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it's a similar effect, though. Like, if you're thinking...
Bro, you don't have a receiving back like that. Like, you know...
Imagine the bullshit you could do if you had Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, and thing on the fucking same...
But you need Ben Johnson, bro. Ben Johnson makes that shit look good,
exactly.
Bro.
Sometimes it doesn't always work.
He doesn't run the ball out there on the field,
bro.
I know,
but brother... Yo, these guys tell them what to execute, and they have the ability to execute it.
Yeah, and Dan Campbell's a fucking great coach.
For sure. But is their defense that good, though, either? Detroit's? Like, are they that good?
We could look at the stats. Unless you think stats don't mean anything.
Remember who's even on the defense.
Aiden Hutchinson.
I know Kirby Joseph is there.
A lot of people got injured last game, too.
Yeah.
That really fucked them up.
I don't know how injured they were, though. Like, how long they'll be out or whatever.
It's good.
Let me see. We have only freaking defense.
Kirby Joseph there.
Brian
Branch is there.
CJ Gardner Johnson.
He's on Philly. Brian Branch is there. Isn't Sutton there? Cam Sutton? I thought you were looking at
I was looking at their defense.
Oh, okay.
Total yards allowed. They're ranked 10th. Like top of the pack, kind of. Passing yards allowed, ranked 25th. But that's very close. Like it's like 3-4 yard differences average. Rushing yards ranked 5th, allowing 93 yards rushing. Points allowed, ranked 3rd. Third down completion.
Why you like that, bro?
Third down completion percentage, they're ranked 2nd.
So, wait.
What good offenses have they played again?
Will Hurts be able to pass them?
What good offenses have they played again?
You want to search up some of this shit, man?
The Bears.
Good offenses, bro. You're no disrespect, fam.
They're not good offenses, bro.
Fuck, man.
Texans, Packers, Vikings.
Packers.
I mean, to give up all those points Dallas against at the beginning Bears of the season. Crazy. In the second half.
Dallas, the beginning of the season.
Dallas was Vikings. This whole season, though, no?
Vikings.
Vikings did really well against them.
You asked what good offenses they played against,
what
bro.
What good offenses have they shut down, bro?
Oh, my goodness.
The obviously
they didn't
even
shut down the Bears.
Now, define shutdown. Shutdown.
Less than 14 points.
Play a really good
less
game.
Less than 14 points?
That's shutdown.
Like, obviously, it's subjective.
Bro, you guys haven't played anybody either.
You just played the Ravens.
That's it. And Green Bay, first game of the season.
That's it.
Who else?
I mean, we played the Bengals. Their offense. Yeah.
You're going to say Bengals out, bro.
Offense isn't good?
Bro,
you don't have to do shit. If they score, you just score right back.
Is their offense not good, though?
What good teams have you played?
Bro, he's talking about good offenses, bro.
Yo, I'm actually over this argument, bro. Please.
Yo, you brought up your shit. I'm bringing up.
You're not
my
making
shit.
Sense.
How am I not making? How
what do you mean?
I
what good teams
sense?
Have we played? We were talking
what
about
good
defense.
Teams. That's what you were talking about.
I was
actually,
talking about
Lions lost to the Bucks.
So do we?
Okay, they're owned by the Bucks.
Damn. then they narrowly beat the Cardinals.
That's whatever, bro.
Well, they won by six.
I just see a lot of flaws in the Lions game, bro.
There is a lot of flaws.
I see a lot of flaws in your game.
Which one?
Your passing game. You only have AJ Brown. Really?
Why would you need more?
Devontae Smith's been hurt for
three. You do need more.
Devontae Smith's been hurt for 3 weeks.
If they're winning right now, they're beating the Ravens, why would you need more?
But, yo, Devontae Smith has been hurt for 3 weeks, though.
Yeah. Is he going to come back the same?
What team do you think would be better coached and prepped in a matchup? The Lions or Eagles? See the matchup. What team needs to be better prepped?
You could say the Lions have better coaching, but I mean, we just...
Bro, when it comes down
I'm
to
telling
execution.
You, there's a culture change that happened in Philadelphia. That
bro, there's no sports math. Like, you can't just go out there and say, oh, like, bro, a win is a win. They come out there, they win. Like, today they fucking won because the guys missed field goals. Can't look at every game and just be like, oh, we shut this team down. So many variables in shutting a team down.
I mean, stopping them from scoring touchdowns.
Teams can shoot
themselves
in the foot too, bro.
My point is that Detroit isn't a super team and cannot not be beaten. That's my
whole. How can they not be a super team, though? They are the super team.
They are the best team in the league.
I think when you have a team that is, like, top five in scoring in the league.
Nobody's saying
they're... Like, when you have a team that's top five in scoring touchdowns in the league and you stop them from scoring touchdown, you deserve to be given some credit for that.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you guys make it sound like they're impossible to lose. Like... They can
okay, are lose. They not the best team in the NFC?
No. I think the Eagles are better than Detroit Lions.
So much bias. Do you think the Eagles are better than the Lions?
I don't think the Lions are that. I think they're like a margin, slim hair,
better.
A little bit better than the Eagles.
Okay.
3-1, when the one guy's a bias guy.
I'm just saying, we have a better defense.
It's technically 4-0.
We have the probably arguable best running back in the league right
on
now.
On paper, but I still think Eagles beat them in a matchup. Because Nick Sirianni is not really doing anything.
Like he had never has. He never has.
Are you being sarcastic? Or?
No, I'm being dead serious. Like he has a good offensive coordinator and he has a good defensive coordinator.
So Nick Sirianni, your head coach isn't doing anything. And you're going to beat a team who actually has probably the best head coach in the game?
Kind of same thing with Dan Campbell. He's just there for motivational purposes.
What are you talking? See that?
Ben Johnson is super the mastermind of the offense.
Brother, you're going to say... Dan Campbell's not doing anything for that team.
He changed the whole culture. Don't get it wrong.
That's
but the offense,
right
he did. Don't give him credit for the offense.
You can't give him any credit?
No.
Bro, you know
that's
Ben,
crazy.
Do you know who Ben Johnson is, though?
Yeah, but is Ben Johnson doing everything by himself?
Bro,
you
can't
really think that.
He fucking built Jared Goff.
That's the whole thing. They say Ben Johnson actually built Jared Goff from the ground up, bro. That's what they said.
Oh, who's they? Who is they? Who is they
any
that's
fucking
that?
Fan that watches football
a
long
fan?
Enough?
A fan should
yes.
tell us who runs the offense. I
you
guess
at the
they
practices?
Know.
You seen all this? Like, where is this person getting their thing, bro? Just
you think the head coach
bro,
is
bro, look
doing
it up.
Anything?
You can look it up yourself. It's not, like, fucking secret information all that right, an analyst
so
has to drop,
so if I hit up
drop,
any
bro.
Detroit Lions fan, they'll know everything that's going on with
so
that
so what's
team.
The head coach's job, then? Why isn't he the head coach?
It's to oversee, bro. It really is to oversee. Like, that's why you exactly. have skill position coaches, so that they work on the skill position.
Matt Eberflus is a perfect example. Great at calling a defense, but when it comes down to making smart decisions as a coach, he's
why
an idiot.
Are we talking about a shit coach, bro? He's not even a coach no more.
I'm giving you an example.
He's not even a coach no more.
I'll give you an example of the difference between a coordinator and a coach.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid and Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Are on different strategies.
There's so
yeah,
many people like that, though.
About, Dan Campbell how are you comparing them?
Guys. LaFleur.
Offensive genius.
Yeah, what? Shanahan.
Who is Green Bay's offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
LaFleur.
Yeah, but they have an offensive coordinator.
He's
you
doing shit all. He's taking LaFleur's play and running it for him top 1 to 10.
I know, but you're moving
the
like
script.
The, it's the, if as long as you have a good offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator,
yeah,
that's
it's like you don't do anything.
It's a start.
It's like the head coach doesn't do shit all.
They're just managing the play calls. I mean, if you know how the head coaching works.
Does
then you know.
Nagy not call any plays?
In KC?
He does.
He helps Andy Reid with his playbook.
The main thing that head coaches do. Our decisions, okay? It's 4th-and-1. Yo, do you have a play that you think will get us this down? Yes
exactly.
or no?
Okay, so LaFleur doesn't... So does LaFleur do the
also,
same thing?
LaFleur's play calling. That's different. When you have a head
he
coach play calling... Matt
okay.
Eberflus
about,
was a head coach play calling the defense, which is the same shit.
What about Bill
just
Belichick?
Just vice versa. Same thing. He was calling the defense.
So if you don't call the plays, you don't do shit all on that side of the field. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. You're getting plays from your offensive and defensive coordinator for the situation.
So Dan Campbell does that?
Yes.
So he doesn't do shit all?
No, he oversees everything.
Yeah, and I am 110% sure when they prep before the games, Dan Campbell has a big say on it.
For sure.
And he helps.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when those coordinators are developing their playbooks, he's the one doing it insanely.
I mean, they do that.
He's
they
probably giving the okay, for but sure. The people who are drawing the X's and O's is Ben Johnson, who's creating those plays.
I don't think he's just like black and white like you say it is, bro.
It is, bro. Look at the plays. There's players running wide open. They have 3-4 options and then a pass.
Do you think Dan Campbell has nothing to do with it?
No.
He was a tight ends coach, man.
That's okay, but when he was there before Ben Johnson.
And he was a tight end.
You remember he was there before Ben Johnson crying in his press conferences, right?
They were playing good, bro. They were losing close games.
They were like 3-13 when he first came.
They were a team that played hard, but then they turned into a good team.
This is their pattern. They went 3-13, then they went even, like 8-8 or some shit, and then they turned it around.
So what are you guys really trying to do here? You're trying to discredit?
I'm not trying to discredit him at all. He's a good coach. He turned the culture around. That's what a coach is supposed to do, turn the culture around.
Yeah, but okay, you guys, we can just agree to disagree. I think he's a part of it. You guys don't think so?
Nah, I don't.
Either way, he's on the team, so don't matter.
Listen,
Ben Johnson's on that team, right?
It's not like you guys are going to say any points that are going to like make me believe that Detroit Lions aren't a beatable team, bro.
Bro, they are a super team, though.
Not really.
Super offense.
Sure.
Can we not agree with that? The weapons?
Without the blitz, yeah.
With the weapons, though.
The weapons are okay, bro.
They're not okay. They probably have the best weapons in the league.
Bro, they have a good running back
talent. Amon-Ra is one of the most underrated receivers in the league.
But like after Laporta and Amon-Ra, like what?
Jameson
the
Williams.
What the fuck are you talking about, that bro? That's like the whole offense right there.
Jameson Williams is not that good, bro.
He's pretty good.
Bro, he's a speedster demon.
He's just a speedster, bro.
He's a good route runner, bro. He gets open.
You're going to make me do it.
Yeah.
Pull up the stats.
I will. And then what are you going to say?
It doesn't matter. Good stats. The stats doesn't matter.
Then he's not good? He's not good.
I'm just telling you, Ben Johnson has them open. So what do you want me to tell you? Of course they'd have stats.
Just like how Matt LaFleur has them open in Green Bay.
Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's not all about the stats.
He's played 10 games. He has 630 yards, 4 touchdowns. Averaging 18.5 yards per catch. That's shit? Your number two receiver?
Did I use the words that shit, though? I just said he's okay. Is he even top 20?
He's the number two.
Is he top 20?
He is the number two. You want me to look that up for you too? He's played 10 games.
Is T. Higgins top 20?
He's played 10 games.
Is T. Higgins top 20?
If you want to say who's better, T. Higgins
not top 20.
Okay. T. Higgins is top 20.
Are you talking about like just opinion wise, or are you talking about stats? I'm looking at stats right now.
Just go opinion, bro. T. Higgins missed like 5 games.
I'm looking at receiving yards.
Yeah. T. Higgins missed a lot of games, bro. Don't look at stats for that.
Please, bro. Okay, stop getting drowned down in stats, bro. Who do you think is a better wide receiver, T. Higgins or Jameson Williams?
Bro.
Yes, one or the other.
Who said T. Higgins is not better?
I'm asking a question. He just made the point that I'm going to look at his stats and see that his stats aren't good.
No, I was asking you is what are you
basing asking
I'm
you.
Basing, I'm basing this on, sure, you can call it opinion.
Yeah, T. Higgins can be better than him.
He's better.
What does that mean?
Fuck, what the hell? They have better offensive weapons? Is that what you're trying to make?
They have a better wide receiver.
Okay, but do they have better offensive weapons?
Overall, Jeff? When you take that group.
All right, then. What fucking point are you even making?
The two running backs, the tight end, and the two receivers. And
you're saying
up,
they're a super team. But
yes.
Yo, take those five players.
They're a super team.
Super offense.
Take those five players and match it with any other five players in the league. You can't.
Yeah, but there's receivers. What Jeff is saying is there's receivers that are better.
Take the whole offense in
whole
general.
Offense.
Just take that
so,
whole fucking...
I never said they're the best
receivers. They're a good offense, bro. Yeah, they're one of the best
super
offenses.
Offense.
Yeah, he's saying they're not.
I just said Jameson Williams isn't that good, bro.
I know, bro, but you're picking out players. Like, we're
yes,
naming
because
that...
he said he's a number two, and Jeff is making the point that T. Higgins is a number two as well.
No.
He's like the best number two in the league.
Sonny's saying that Jameson Williams is good.
Devontae Smith is better than Jameson Williams. That's another number two, bro. There's a whole bunch of number twos, man.
I know, but that's not even Sonny's point. Sonny's saying take that offense. Jameson Williams. You're saying Jameson Williams is bad?
I'm saying he's not
He's saying he's good. He's saying Amon-Ra St. Brown is good. He's saying Sam Laporta is good. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. Take those five.
Okay.
And then compare it to any other five. And that's all he's saying is it's a good offense. You're picking out and saying, oh, but this one guy is not better than these second wide receivers.
He started naming players. So I told him, that guy's not that good.
What the fuck? What? So, he told you what I meant. And you're just still saying that.
You didn't say what you
meant. He's naming the players in the offense.
Say the core.
I said they have a super offense. I named the players
super
on their
offenses
offense.
In history have never gone on to win the Super Bowl.
You're lying.
When is the
greatest
last one?
Show on turf?
Rams. Oh, holy fuck. How long ago was that, Sonny? Jesus Christ.
You just said never.
The fuck? I think in recent history, bro.
Name
Bill Belichick.
I've had some fucked offenses, bro. Tyreek. Yeah. Kelsey.
Yeah, I mean, they very, very narrowly escaped that one. But, like, the top number.
They were never
the number
Tom
one,
Tom Brady
bro.
With the Bucks, the defense was nice, but that offense was fucked, yeah, bro.
I'm talking about. Gronkowski. You guys are just fucking talking over. I'm talking about number one offense. Number one offense.
Now it's number one offense.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Do you not remember Carolina was a number one offense with Cam Newton?
They shouldn't have been, bro. They had nobody on that team.
You're talking about stats. They had the best stats.
Brother, when was I talking about stats? I only brought up stats because he said Jameson Williams shit.
I didn't say you shit, bro. I just said he's not that
good. Okay, whatever. Stop. You named... Okay.
There's no winning. Yo, you want to get to this, bro?
Higgins,
running circles.
Did you say T. Higgins,
Devontae
Smith are better than him?
Yeah.
Okay, run down the list of wide receiver twos now.
Stephon Diggs.
Better than him?
I'm taking Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, let me think of the team. Garrett,
who's number two in Chicago?
I think Garrett Wilson is better than Jameson Williams.
He's playing pretty shit this season, bro. That team's pretty ass.
That's the whole team, though. That's a team problem. But I think Garrett Wilson's a good wide receiver. I think he's better than Jameson Williams.
You named
put
five.
Garrett Wilson on Detroit. It's different story.
I named six. Okay.
Five.
Okay.
Devontae T. Higgins.
Chris Godwin.
Yep.
Just trying to think right now.
Heavy
Cooper Kupp, Puka Nakua.
No, Puka Nakua is not better than
what,
bro?
Puka Nakua is not better than Jameson Williams.
He is.
My lord,
he is. But bro, yo, hold on. Half the people you're naming though were number ones, bro. They were just number ones.
Puka Nakua.
No,
that's only because
Puka Nakua is number one.
Yeah, you said
Cooper Kupp was the number one. Cooper Kupp was the number
one. Whoever you want to call the number two on that team, bro. They're better than Jameson
Williams.
No,
I'm saying, like, Cooper Kupp was the number one.
I know, I'm just following up.
You know?
Into the receiver two conversation. Whoever you want to call the receiver two there is better than Jameson Williams.
Sure. Here you go.
So what do we at? Eight?
Seven.
Okay. I just got to look at the teams.
No, I'll run it down for you still.
All right, so...
Tyler Lockett.
Get the fuck
JSN.
Out of here.
JSN is better than him, bro.
No, he's not.
Okay, whatever.
That's laughable, bro. That's laughable.
Bro. To you. Ask any other fucking football person, bro.
JSN.
There's a reason JSN's he was drafted.
This is a Tyler Lockett. Okay, I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
That's it, bro.
I'm taking Jordan Addison as a two better than him.
Yeah, what? Of course.
Yeah, how are these even arguments, bro? Why do you guys think Jameson Williams is that good, bro?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they saw.
No one's saying they're amazing.
One guy is literally beating everybody in speed, running wide open.
Number two?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have? Jordan Addison, Stephon Diggs, Gary Wilson. You guys don't want JSN, right?
Yes, no, sir. Man.
Google Adam, that's still top JSN. 10.
Devontae Smith.
Cooper Kupp, whatever. Which
Cooper
one
Kupp,
from
whoever
there.
We want yeah. there.
Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. T. Higgins. Chris Godwin.
Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Whoever's number two there.
That's 10. And we're talking about number two.
You take one of those guys. You take Keenan Allen over him right now? Right now.
Bro, have you seen how I called Keenan Allen a bum, but have you seen how he's playing? He's like saved their offense, low key.
I don't really know, man. Is he even the number? Who the fuck is the number two actually on that team?
Is DJ Moore
is
supposed
Odunze,
to be
Odunze? Or who's it?
Odunze is definitely three or four.
I don't know. I think Odunze is probably like better than all of them.
Not playing up to his par then.
I don't know. Brandon, what do you think? Don't you think Odunze is better than all three of them?
Nah, you're tripping for that still.
The whole point is, like, even if you take Amon Ra, he's not even what? He'd be ranked four? three?
In top receivers?
Right now.
Definitely not 4 or 3.
You think he's top 2?
No.
You think he's past 5?
Yeah, he's definitely past 5.
So he's not. So he's top 10?
Yeah, he's top 10.
And then you're saying Jameson doesn't crack, kind of cracks, whatever, round top 10.
So number twos. Number
twos. That's what I'm saying. So wide receiver one is top 10, not top 5.
Yeah.
Same thing with wide receiver two. You can say Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, same. You can rank them the same. It's gonna be, shit,
they're but probably then top 5 together.
You take that whole fucking
picture. And then Laporta.
Picture, and it's the number one offense.
Yes. And the but swap anybody else that we just named with Jameson Williams or Amon-Ra, and they're still going to be the number one
offense. Yeah, but then the team
that doesn't matter, though, because the team is how it is right now.
Yeah, it works.
It's play calling.
It meshes.
It's play calling and the weapons, whatever, bro. Whatever you want to call it.
That playing team's your role is
on offense.
They could be as stacked as they want, but...
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I just think their day is going to come where Jared Goff's going to play how he usually plays.
We'll revisit this, yeah.
What about fucking Eagles' day is going to come, bro?
I just think we're well-rounded.
I don't know, bro. And I think y'all do the same shit every year.
Yeah. I think Ravens was a big test. If they lost Ravens, and for sure, they're not ready, but...
Y'all get amped, and then what happens?
I'm not even acting amped, bro. I'm just
saying. Yeah, bro, you just said they're the best team in the NFC. Is that not amped?
How many good teams are there in the NFC?
Yeah, there's not many.
How many are there?
I just don't know how you can say they're better than Detroit.
Three of them come from the NFC North.
Oh, we have one more loss. Ooh. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? The fuck are you really saying, though? That's acting like we have 5 more losses, bro. We have one more loss.
Oh, and Green Bay only has one more loss than you. Like, you keep going like that.
Okay.
You going like that, bro.
Bro, we didn't have AJ Brown and Devontae Smith for a game and we lost. Ooh.
They lost their
bro,
best.
Bro, take
edge
away
rusher.
All those pieces from edge rusher. Take all those pieces away
what
from Jared
Goff.
What the
fuck you mean, Goff. Edge rusher?
Take those pieces away from Jared Goff. Let's see what happens.
Take away Amon-Ra St. Brown for a game.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Ordinary.
They'll just run it.
All right, bro.
That's all they fucking do. They'll run it.
Yeah, because they're just that good. Jared Goff is just that great.
So what happens if Eagles lose Saquon? For a game.
Yeah, you fucking guys throwing it a.
What happens
again
to the Eagles, Brandon, if Saquon is out?
Yeah, that's a big part of their offense. At least we can admit that.
How is it without AJ Brown?
Brother.
It's any it team you rough. Take out there, sonar
brother,
player.
The argument,
yes,
you guys are
he
retarded.
Just said,
you
he
said
literally
you only have
just
one
said,
more loss. I'm yeah. telling you what happened in the loss.
And now you guys are saying that if fucking anybody gets injured, like, what are you talking about?
They lost Aiden Hutchinson.
Did they lose when they lost him?
They commanded without him. Even though he's the best, he's the best.
Without them. Okay.
He's one of the best.
That's it. I rest my argument right there.
Bro, he was leading in sacks when he got injured.
Okay, bro.
Did they lose without him?
Yeah, well, watch. Okay, how's Pittsburgh without T.J. Watt? That was a stat you used to. That's a stat you used to ride.
T.J. Watt and Hutchinson are not the same, bro.
Yeah, bro. Don't even make that comparison.
Here we go, bro.
The fuck
you're
going
to say Aiden Hutchinson is close to T.J. Watt.
Bro, he was leading the league in sacks. I'm not saying
he's... Brother, he got injured in like week fucking 6, bro.
So what,
you
bro?
The league
and they
six?
Still won since then. They haven't lost since then.
Brother, all I'm saying is he was leading this league in sacks.
You're
what,
trying
had
to
five
say
or
he
six
makes,
sacks at the time? Okay.
You're trying to say he makes as big as an impact as A.J. Brown makes to the Eagles, right? Because we just
That's
said A.J. Brown was injured and you're like, Aiden Hutchinson is injured.
Yo, bro, I don't know what you want me to say, bro.
You're wrong.
Oh, okay, A.J. Brown makes a bigger impact. Is that what you want me to say? Then
Aiden
Hutchinson?
Yes.
Is still ranked top 13 for sacks, which is pretty insane.
How many was he?
7.5.
That's pretty fucking good. That's pretty fucking good. You're gonna tell me that's not good?
Did anybody say you were shit, bro? Did anybody say those words, bro?
But yo, you lose your best edge rusher, your defense should fall off. But look, they've still been able to manage.
Bro,
he did that in five games.
Get the fuck out of here. That's sick. That's insane, bro. 5 games?
Did I say one?
Yeah,
game
what
more?
Is yo, like what are you talking
more,
about,
bro?
That's insane, bro. And bro, they haven't lost a game without
it's
him.
It's week 14. That's 9 games. And the biggest discrepancy is 4 sacks between him and first.
Sure.
The fuck you mean sure, bro? He was getting dominating in those games before. And they haven't lost since then.
Okay.
So they're not missing him.
Bro, just
you don't miss 7.5 sacks? Is that what you guys are trying to say?
They're still winning.
They're impacted. They're still winning, though. They're good enough.
Yeah, that's my point. That is my point.
If you're trying to say, what you're trying to say is that he's not as important as you think he is because they're still winning.
No. That's not what we're trying to say.
He's not as important as AJ Brown. Period. That's it.
When AJ Brown gets injured or Saquon gets injured, it's a way bigger impact.
Maybe because the team doesn't know how to fucking figure it out without him.
That's retarded. If Amon-Ra St. Brown went out, they would not win a
Super Bowl. I think they would still figure it out.
They would not, bro.
Glazing. The team's not that good, bro. Yo, why are we even still on this, bro? Let's talk about something else.
It's okay. They're going to see eventually. And then
you can't admit that
they're
super offense.
Oh, well,
they're super offense, bro.
All right.
You could have just said that from the kick.
They're a super offense. I don't think so.
They're not the best team.
In my opinion, bro. And we could agree to disagree.
All right.
They're not the best team. They have a super offense, sure.
Right.
Who's the best team in the AFC?
The Chiefs.
No.
But who's better?
I got to go with the Bills right now.
Ravens are still the best team in the league.
Nope.
East, sorry.
I don't know how you could say the Bills, bro. Who the fuck have they really played, bro? Who have they really played, bro? They
just beat the Chiefs, no?
Chiefs okay. are ass.
They beat the one game.
Okay. So then the three good teams are Chiefs, Baltimore, and Buffalo, or like the three.
Pittsburgh's in there.
I don't really think even KC's even top three, bro. Even the record just fucking some bogus bullshit.
They're playing extremely shit. I don't even know if they won most of the games. I agree.
Pittsburgh's a good team in the AFC.
Pittsburgh's better than, you think Pittsburgh better than Buffalo?
Nah. But I definitely think Chargers are good.
Are the Chargers, you think, better than Buffalo?
I think KC and Ravens are better than Bills.
And you think Ravens are better than the Chiefs?
No, I think KC's best.
Okay.
I think the KC.
You think they're
going to
weather the storm?
KC does this every year, bro.
Yeah, come playoff time, different.
But yo, you can literally remember these games, bro.
They just don't lose, man.
Week one, the Ravens. It was that toe tap bullshit. Out of bounds, touchdown.
Isaiah Likely, yeah.
Bengals, 26-25.
It's just a game of football, man. That's what it comes down to.
Not one every single game.
Pacheco's back now.
You don't think that last game was rigged?
I think the Raiders are just shit.
No, yeah, I think
regardless
shit,
of the retarded
bro.
Bullshit they pulled, the flag was thrown and they whistled it a dead play.
But what was the
then
flag
they?
For?
The flag was for they were saying what was it? Illegal shift.
Okay,
but it's supposed to be. They're saying that because the clock was running, that it was supposed to be false start, but it's an illegal shift because the clock was running, which then turns into. Continuing the play for some reason, and then that's why the fumble is KC recovered, so it's a flag, but they could decline it to get the ball. But they still whistled it dead.
If they whistled it dead, it should have been dead, period.
It should have been dead.
Yeah.
What was that? This is when he fumbled?
Yeah. That's what the whole thing was. Because they called it dead. They said the original call was this play's dead. Then they went back, discussed it.
Conferred.
And said that it's a... False start. They called it a false start. It's supposed to be a false start. And then they changed it to a legal shift.
But he snapped it.
I know,
yeah,
but they...
So what are you saying
they,
it was?
They whistled... They do the flag for the false start.
Yeah.
And then they went to throw the flag. Then he snapped the ball. But they went to throw the flag was supposed to be before. The player was supposed to be dead.
Or...
It just happened so simultaneously that they could get away with fucking...
Yeah.
But I don't even... Would that be a runoff?
It would be a runoff.
But that's goal. Yeah.
And they didn't have time.
They had 11 seconds, no time on two.
Yeah, they would have
lost. Didn't matter
though.
They lost possession of the ball anyways.
It would have been a runoff?
It would have been a turnover on downs.
No.
Third
down.
If it was a false start.
Then it was fourth down, they would have ran out of time.
They would have ran out of time.
Would it be a runoff?
It's 11 seconds.
Yeah, but they had enough time to.
It was 11 seconds.
Yeah, but they would have had time on the clock still.
But then it would only be 1 second if there's.
But they have timeout?
No, they didn't have any timeout. So what happens is if there's a 10-second runoff and there's 11 seconds, they'll start the clock on the whistle, and it'll be 1 second. You literally won't be able to snap the ball.
Yeah, they lost anyways.
But they're shit.
Regardless, they're retarded for doing that.
Like, they're shit. The Carolina could have beat them. I don't know. Carolina low-key doing some shit right now.
Playing pretty good.
Not playing bad. Adam Thielen came back and motherfucking...
Legit.
Know, bro. That team, Hopkins, Pacheco, Kelsey.
What's up with their defense, though, yo?
Defense looking shaky.
That's the question for them because that was what they leaned on for the past couple years.
Spagnuolo
was good, but like, I mean, they lost Was it L'Jarius Sneed?
He went to Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? You
shouldn't miss him.
They do miss him. Why'd you do that?
McDuffie.
He's good, but McDuffie's undersized, bro. Brock Bowers had a fucking day on that boy.
There you go. Try to tell you, bro. Kansas City, L'Jarius Sneed, different animal.
He was good. He's not as good.
Bro,
as
anybody who goes to fucking Tennessee is cursed.
Yeah,
it's over with. It's over with.
That's where your career dies.
Malcolm Butler.
That one receiver there is not bad, though. What's his name?
Inkine?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
He's not bad.
Dude, I was going to pick him up off the
waiver. He's actually not bad still.
He's been on a fucking touchdown machine right now.
Yeah. And he gets...
He's a good route runner, though.
And he's...
I think the Broncos are the sleeper.
Facts. Rookie quarterback,
you know that's not going anywhere, man. Sometimes
you never know.
Oh, Jordan Love.
They'll have a deep... I think they'll win their first game. Second year. I think they'll win their first game in the
playoffs. Yeah, Jordan Love wasn't a rookie.
Watch out for him, bro. Had a day against...
Ben Simmons won rookie of the year, second year.
You don't even know who they played.
Who?
I forgot.
Miami.
Miami, hey. Y'all said they're going to win, though.
What?
Y'all said they're going to win.
Sorry,
against Green Bay. Miami against Green Bay. Thanks,
bro. I had Green Bay on my ticket, fam. I won.
Don't know why you said it on the podcast.
Oh, that changed my mind. I had a ticket. Sure.
No, he says it because he gets wild, riled up in his emotions, bro.
Yeah,
literally. The only reason, on 4K.
The only reason
Miami's going to pull that one off.
Yeah, the only reason Miami lost is because they're in the cold.
Yo, I'm gonna go back to that video because I actually remember saying.
Go back. It was posted. So ain't no deleted footage. So yo, go see for yourself. Right. Big bro. You could do it while you're on the pod because we have timestamp. Go do it, big bro.
I'm opening it.
Damn.
Is it Detroit Lions year? Is that's the one?
Yeah.
Did I really say that?
Mm-hmm.
Predictions week 13. All right. Let's see.
The Lions are
You talking about the Bears?
They did cover.
Wait, who covered? Oh, the Bears? Yeah.
Why were we talking about the Bears for that long? Their defense still shows good stats. It's just,
what boys? Fuck, Cowboys gonna win back to back games. 3.5 points. We're almost there.
Wait, who said that? Get out of there. It's
literally. No, Trubisky had a good season that year.
Holy fuck, bro.
This has to do with the block they went to Tommy DeVito. It's a kid poster right now. The whole sideline.
Holy.
They actually pulled a fraud for that Thanksgiving game because they said the whole time DeVito starting, and then at the last minute they put in Drew Lock.
That's what I say about the Vikings, but I never watched it. Packers went and they covered that 3.5. It's for Lambeau.
It's only 3 points spread in Lambeau.
Yeah, it's for a reason, bro. Because they just won big today, bro, against Patriots.
So they beat you guys, bro. But like,
yeah, they're fucking. Disgruntled team. Anybody could have beat us.
Not disgruntled. Goes back to the Bears.
CFL wasn't team.
Brandon, on to some with that line being weird. Though. That should be a 7-point line.
You care about lines, though?
He's right, though. It should have been a 7-point line.
Somebody lines are real, bro.
Somebody knows.
No. I'm just saying this guy does not like.
I don't know, but he's learned his lesson.
This sneak ass diss is that, bro. I hate hearing myself on fucking
camera. Right, bro, I sound so nasally.
I hate it. That was such a stretch, bro. Like,
God damn, fucking can't even speak English.
That's actually a fried stat.
Holy.
Talk about the spread all you want. I'm taking that one to the bank.
You gonna bet it?
It's Thursday, man. 3 games. You've got to bet. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's 3 games.
There's still.
All right, Friday.
Bro, when did I say anything about the Miami winning, though?
You were kind of implying.
No, but then at the
end. No, he was just saying the spread was weird. That's it.
What the fuck, bro? So you didn't even make a pick?
No, I didn't make a pick on that game.
You just said it's weird odds.
No, but then I said Devin had the stat about the cold shit, and I was like, yeah, yeah, it'd
be cold. Yeah, they don't play well in the cold, bro.
They don't.
They fold.
No, but you know what Tua's record is in the cold?
Yeah, it's
since
like
college.
It's like 0-1.
Yeah, it's like 0-17 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. He's never played well in under 40 degree Fahrenheit.
I was thinking Green Bay, man.
I had him. I had him. Still.
Green Bay ain't saying nothing.
They dominated, bro.
Yeah, they did smoke that.
Another game, no picks.
They did smoke that spread.
You said Jalen Ramsey was going to have pick six.
Who's winning this week for against Green Bay?
Let's look at the games.
It's Lions, right?
All
right. Who's home?
Yo, I don't think anybody could beat the Lions but the Eagles, yo.
We know you think that.
Just say
it. All right. Packers versus Lions.
All right, I'm going to go Packers, though.
It's in Detroit.
Lions are winning. It's a mollywog.
It's a tough game, yo.
Jahmyr Gibbs over.
What's the spread? 3.5.
That's a suspect line. But that's a suspect line, though. You have to admit
that's a division game, bro. It's a normal division game.
It's probably be tight.
We go to Green Bay, boy.
What time is the game? What time is the game?
It's on Thursday, no?
It's 8:15, bro.
That matters, bro. Prime time.
It's always at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Love folding on prime time. I love
it.
Yo,
they get 2 Thursday night games?
I love it.
My bad. I thought you said it was Sunday.
No. They get 2 Thursday night games?
That's crazy. Detroit, max bet. Jordan Love on prime time?
He was just on prime time.
Yo, Jordan Love's good in prime time.
All right, we'll see.
Hey, then. We're
talking about nighttime prime time.
That was nighttime prime time.
Bro, we already went over why Miami lost, bro. We just went over why Miami lost.
I'm going to go.
He threw no picks 2 games in a row.
Yo, Detroit has
yo, okay, and there was a lot of discrepancies with your fucking picks you were saying he threw. You saying he threw 14
picks.
I
was yapping, bro.
You're such a liar, bro.
We're talking shit.
14 was crazy.
The funny thing is that if you don't even question it.
No, you know what?
I was looking at it the other day, and I saw. The fact that you believed it,
I on folk, I was lying.
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't. I know you were lying.
Nah, I said 16 to start, and you're like, nah, that's not real.
I was looking at it the other day.
It's 11.
And I'm like, yo,
it's not bad.
It's 11.
It's 11 still.
11's pretty crazy, bro.
11 is crazy.
11's won a game. He just had his first game.
Is probably 0.5 minus 300.
Bro, yeah, not
10
bad.
Games, 2,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, 11 picks. That's not bad.
Relax, bro. No one is saying
it's
anything about
bad.
Him.
It's not as bad. It wasn't as shit. Bad as you're
no
trying to
No one's saying anything
it.
About
we,
him, bro.
We were talking
bro
shit.
Said 14.
We were talking shit. We were talking shit.
How do you have 2 quarterbacks?
Don't worry. He'll get up there.
He's 3.
No. The only reason, Drake May, Lamar Jackson, and Jordan Love. The only reason I bring it up is because of Mahomes. 19 touchdowns, 11 picks.
It's hard to watch the Patriots game, especially like today I was watching.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, yo, they could be good.
Same amount.
So I can name any quarterback that has less picks and they're better than those two?
What the fuck, bro? I'm just
You're
saying,
comparing Patrick Mahomes to Jordan Love.
I'm just saying he's not having as bad of a season as we thought.
He has 11 picks, bro. That's bad. For Patrick Mahomes, that's bad.
It's not good.
You're crazy. All
right.
I'm going Packers, though, yo. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. Yo, Detroit lost a lot of dudes in their secondary last year.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't like Detroit now.
Not
even though they used to be your team.
Now.
Yo, you used to love Dan Campbell, bro.
I fuck with, bro. That's my dog.
All right.
That's my dog.
Yeah.
But who I don't fuck with, bro?
You say, yo, even though they have Jared Goff, I fuck with the Lions, bro.
Yeah, but
Dan Campbell has them going,
yeah, now it's comp, yo.
He has them going, bro.
Now it's comp, yo.
Can I just move on to the games
next
then,
game,
brother.
Sorry,
buddy. So all Green Bay here? What do you?
Lions.
Is that Lions hoodie?
No.
Oh.
Mm. suspicious.
Falcons versus Vikings in Minnesota.
Have you learned?
Ooh, Kirk Cousins revenge game.
Have you learned?
Kirk Cousins revenge
game. Has everybody learned by now?
I have learned.
I don't want to learn.
I have learned.
I want to hurt myself some more. I will be taking the Falcons.
Bro, Kirk Cousins revenge game?
Is it in Minnesota?
He has to bounce back.
Your revenge games are serious, bro.
Yeah.
Brother. It's a revenge from Minnesota. Minnesota needs their revenge.
Yeah. Paying
Minnesota
him too much?
Has been playing bad, bro.
Huh?
Minnesota's been playing bad.
To be honest,
not that bad.
They're inconsistent, is what it is.
Sam Darnold's still been playing good.
They are more consistent though than the fucking Falcons. Okay.
Yeah, they are still more consistent than the
fucking Falcons. They piss me off, bro. They're bad.
Garbage team. Remember y'all were saying they're going to be good this season?
Vikings have been starting off slow too, bro. They've been picking up in the second half.
Yeah, I noticed that with teams nowadays, bro.
Can we all recall? Can we all recall when I got flamed for saying they're going to be shit this season?
Kirk Cousins still better than Trevor Lawrence.
He got injured, bro.
Yeah. It wouldn't have happened to Kirk.
Bro. I don't know, bro.
Kirk wouldn't have got rocked.
Yeah, because fucking bro. Kirk doesn't run. He just fucking walks.
After
with those
this
picks.
Week, what I saw from Kirk, I don't know about that anymore.
Yeah, but that's classic Kirk.
Bro. That was
four picks? Shit. Yeah,
he does games. That, bro.
How do you throw four bad, picks bro. With those weapons, bro? Y'all trying to say they're the best weapons in the league.
I don't know.
Any quarterback who throws more, like four picks in a game, that's questionable. I'm sorry.
And he's at home.
I don't care which quarterback you are.
And he's in a dome.
He could be from any team, even from the NFC
What's
North.
With the dome shit, bro.
There's no wind. There's no weather. So it's like
yeah, yeah.
You throw
like
four picks in a game. At that point is just like in the NFC North as a quarterback. I'm
wow.
sorry.
Oh my gosh, bro! This guy in this NFC North.
You know he's sneak dissing Jared Goff in this moment is what he's doing.
I'm sneak dissing both of them.
They won the game.
He won the game.
We got Mike Tyson in this bitch. He won the game though.
No, Jared Goff and Jordan Love.
She just drives a fucking pedestrian.
Whoa, why are you throwing Jordan Love in this bitch?
Didn't he throw like four or five picks?
Not four.
He just averages three.
He just averages a pick
a
game.
No, wait, what was it? Three?
It was three.
It was three?
It was three.
Might have been three.
It was three. Oh, sorry.
There's a fucking big difference from three and four.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Very big difference.
There is still.
And one was a pick six. That's crazy.
One was a pick six for Jordan Love, too.
Two and three are
closer. The fuck?
Two and three are closer than three and four.
Two is like, all right.
No, for a pick six for Jordan Love.
Kirk Cousins is the only reason they lost that game, bro.
Yeah.
He is the, literally you can pinpoint it. Yeah. Did you watch the game?
Yo, yes, Sonny. I had Chargers.
So your eyes bled.
I was happy when it was happening. Yeah.
I can't believe he threw four picks, though, still. At one
and he threw one to end the game, like he always does, bro.
Yeah. The end of the game one.
All right, man, let's move on from that. But the Falcons will win that game.
I think Falcons might win. They might come back.
They're getting slaughtered.
Actually, no, I'm lying. Justin
That's
Jefferson
cool.
is going to put up 100 yards plus. By two touchdowns.
I don't even know if at school? Anymore.
Yeah. No, Minnesota's winning. Molly what? Saints versus Giants.
Saints.
In New York. What? Saints. Doesn't matter.
Saints.
Taysom Hill got injured, though.
Yeah.
Carted off.
He's been getting hurt. Shit.
He got carted off, though.
That means it's over with. Yeah.
Because he fucking ran.
That's when
the
fucking offense fell apart, bro. He's playing
in
nice.
In third quarter?
Yeah. He's feeling nice.
How that guy's actually so good, though, yo. Like, he's just a weird-ass guy.
They said it last game, too, because he went off last week, and they said...
He went off against the Browns. He had, like, 190 or some stupid shit like that.
Put up 50 fantasy points, bro.
Yeah.
Throwing, touchdown, I swear.
Receiving.
Receiving and rushing, I swear.
My bad.
Jags versus Tennessee in Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Yo, Tennessee didn't look bad when they started.
Last week, yo.
Try to tell you about Tennessee, man. They're back.
Raiders versus the Bucks.
Bucks.
Browns versus Steelers.
You see, Steelers just fuck around and lose that game. Where's that, though?
It's Pittsburgh.
Browns won every division game this year, right?
They won the last one, right?
Yeah. No, they lost to the Bengals. Won. Bengals. They lost one game to the Bengals already.
No, but Steelers and...
They just beat the Steelers,
they just
right?
They beat the Steelers. Yeah. They're not losing this one.
Steelers at home?
Steelers are home.
Steelers are bounce back.
Russell Wilson's
and that
different
was
right now.
George Pickens is crashing out, for sure.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
Eagles versus Panthers.
Panthers
cover that spread, though.
What is
point
it?
Spread.
Yeah.
They can cover
I'll tease that up to like 14 and a
half. Saquon's realistically going to have a field here, though.
Maybe.
Just grope him.
You're not even playing that week, bro. Know, bro.
You do a lot worse with Jordan Love, bro. You don't even have him in fantasy.
No,
what's crazy.
Oh, my God. When he's back from that... When you're back, they're playing the Steelers.
That's okay.
That's not okay. It's not okay.
That's not okay.
It's not optimal.
What do you mean, bro? They have a good defense.
Damn, bro. Bills just clinched the AFC East, bro.
You think a good defense is going to
stop
Saquon?
Yeah, will they ever win a Super Bowl?
I don't
holla at me then.
I don't want them to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. Got
you think I didn't see that sneak this right there?
Touchdown and a receiving
you think
touchdown.
I didn't see
it? Wait, sorry. This is this week coming up?
Yes. No,
as in week 14?
2 weeks from now.
Week 14.
What are you talking about? Eagles versus thing?
Yeah.
Eagles versus Steelers?
Yeah.
That's week 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's soft.
See how you're moving.
All right. And then Jets versus
you
Dolphins.
Said you had to announce that they won the AFC East?
I just got annoyed.
Our division.
Listen. I was not thinking about you niggas.
Oh weird, my god, bro. they clinched. Like, yeah, they're gonna clinch it. Just, look, now he wants to play.
I ain't y'all even serious.
You trying to pull that card.
Y'all always try to act like I'm trying to diss y'all,
it,
bro.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Say, I ain't even trying to say that. I ain't even serious, bro.
Bro, word to my, I would not try to disrespect my own brothers. Ever.
Don't win more than one Super Bowl.
Don't well, you can go fuck yourself.
Win one more.
Jets versus Dolphins, bro.
Dolphins. Where is it?
Dolphins.
Nah, yeah. Dolphins. Easy, Dolphins. Dolphins low-key had a little
push. I think Rodgers gets benched next week.
Nah, you'll finish the season. Play, though, yeah. Man. Finish
the
season.
Hang it up, bro. Put the fries in the bag.
Seahawks versus Cardinals.
Seahawks. Ooh,
that's a tough one.
I don't know, man. Cardinals are.
I know. Seahawks are rolling, though. Hard to bet against them right now.
Cards.
Oh, here comes the Geno love again. They're rolling, bro.
They're rolling, though.
Geno shit.
This is the ultimate glaze time for him. Week 13, week 14.
Geno is shit.
Yeah, they're going to win their last like four games, bro. They're going to win all of them.
B.O., I think they'll beat the Cardinals, though, man.
All right, that's fine. Bills versus the Rams.
Bills.
Yeah.
But
B.O., Rams have to win, yo.
That doesn't mean they will. They suck.
Bro, come on.
They do suck, though.
Bears versus the Niners.
Bears.
Niners.
Bears going to play hard after they just fired their head coach.
San Fran.
Coming out. Yeah. Oh, they just fired. Yeah, yeah. They're going to win.
But also see what happens to C-Mac, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, if C-Mac's injured, then for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Chargers versus Chiefs. But do you see how everybody likes the Bears? They're Hundo going to lose, though. Chargers versus
I'm going
Chiefs.
Chargers there, yo.
Who's at home?
I feel like Kansas Chargers City. Can beat
but
them.
The Chargers. But the concern about it is Chargers just don't score a lot of points.
I know, man.
Bro.
They never convert on their...
Like,
they should have lost this week, bro. They should have lost this week.
They played bad this week.
They only have lagged McConkey. Johnston is... Garbage.
No, but Dobbins is playing good, bro. He's out.
Yeah, yeah. That's he's out next that's week. That's the other problem, though. It's
yeah, search and then for they're LA team. They play in the dome, and they're going into the freezing fucking cold.
Arrowhead.
That's that. That's that.
It's going to be a close game. What's the spread?
3.5.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yo, and Mahomes has actually been playing pretty good. Like, he threw for like 3 bills. He has like 3,000 yards. Like, low-key, he's actually turning up.
I mean, he's going to be fine.
No, I just think like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just don't know how the Chargers defense has been playing that well.
Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa.
Yeah, but what
Derwin James.
Oh, yeah.
Played like a dog today.
Derwin had a pick today, too.
Couple big hits, too.
Yeah, Derwin and dogs. Still, I forgot about him. Santa Samuel Jr.? I don't know. That guy's kind of like Joey Porter Jr.
He should.
Yeah, mid-grade.
My Monday... It's also a late game. And then the Monday game is Cincy versus Dallas.
Cincy.
Yeah.
Flex it out of there, bro.
Should flex it out still. That would have been a good
Since
game if,
cooked
if
now,
both
right?
those teams were supposed
well,
to play.
What would you flex it with, bro?
It's nothing to flex it with.
There's nothing to flex.
I flex, yeah, Chiefs Chargers. That's a decent game. It's whatever. What time is the Chiefs Chargers game? The late on Sunday?
I'd rather just flex with the Bears.
Damn, Sonny. 22 points is all it's going to take.
Doesn't even matter, bro.
Hey, he could have got bounced.
Yeah.
He put up 80 points today. Which is like worst case scenario for him. If somebody put up like 170.
It's if Kenny won.
If Kenny
that was
won.
It.
Yeah, if Kenny won, AK would have got bounced.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. To be honest. Wait, what got you in the afternoon today? Yo? Was it the Ravens? Just alone?
Yeah, it was the Ravens.
You're happy about that, aren't you?
You happy about your firing?
Yes.
You get
to Thank you,
that.
God.
And the statics.
They've listened.
Close it out with that.
They've what?
They've listened.
Y'all heard listened, right? No, I'm not tweaking. Bro said listened, right?
You got a lisp, bro.
A little bit. I think you said
it. I'm kidding. It's your time, bro.
I'm just happy, man. Thomas Brown get his chance. That's what you call a real like resume. You have 5 games. This
who
is your
fuck
oh,
is
brother.
Thomas Brown, bro?
No, no. I
Here
mean,
we go.
Not resume, like test.
Who is Thomas
Here we
Brown?
Fucking go. The new coach, the new boy genius.
I'm not saying
yo,
he's
he
going to
be
good,
shit, bro.
I'm not saying he's going to be good, but
you,
I'm saying
I think
right
the,
now
I think you get the Caleb jersey though.
Caleb's been playing good.
I think Caleb's gonna.
The answer is that I've already ordered it, and he just remembered like fuck. I gotta go check where the fuck
actually. It's sold out.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah. It's been sold out.
That's a Christmas gift. Birthday gift. Oh, my goodness.
Would they only make 50 of them or something?
Huh?
They only made like 50 of them or something?
I don't know why the fuck they keep selling out, to be honest. What?
I mean,
I know you're happy, bro. You finally.
I mean, they're not gonna bench the guy after the season. At least
he's not winning Rookie of the Year though.
Stuck. No, I think Bo Nix is gonna win that.
No, Jaden Daniels.
If Jaden Daniels showed back up today, he came back.
Oh, he had like 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, just because of his Tennessee one.
Hey, you gotta get your stats in when you can, man.
Of course.
It's going to be a close battle between the two still.
And they're making playoffs.
Yeah, let's check that. What's that window look like right now, though?
They good, bro.
Indianapolis is shit, but they're creeping.
They only had 4 losses.
I used the wrong word with Thomas Brown. I didn't say resume. It's a good test. Like,
bro, you guys should completely definitely. Wrong,
I know, I used it completely wrong.
It's not even the same.
I meant to say job interview instead of resume.
Brother. Get a new coach next year. Get a fucking actual solidified good coach. Like, who the fuck's Eberflus?
Well, apparently he's trying to get Ben Johnson from a mid-team.
Yeah. Medium.
They're being
sarcastic. The fuck?
They're being sarcastic, medium raw. Yo.
They're being medium sarcastic. Raw.
As we're just riding Detroit, like, fucking.
Damn, they're being sarcastic, yo.
Why are you looking at all of, where are you looking, bro? There's nothing there. It's a fucking black sheet.
The AK effect.
No, it's my bro. I don't want him to embarrass himself. Yo, that's why.
Being sarcastic.
Like, bro, I don't move like that, bro.
That's how you were just moving, bro. You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm trying
to
save you, bro.
You don't need to save me, bro. I don't need another man to save me, bro.
That's crazy stuff. That's crazy stuff. The way you flip that on a dime is crazy there, bro.
That's what you said, bro.
Brother, they were trying to disrespect you, dog.
No, they weren't. And I don't need you.
Were you guys trying to disrespect the nigga?
No, bro.
No, bro.
Oh, look at how they responded, bro. They fucking responded, man.
I'll tell you how I'm not even trying to disrespect you. I got you a gift. I got you a Bears. All right.
So, yeah, what do you feel about Bears in general?
What is that?
Damn, you actually got you a gift.
Souvenir.
Let me see what this is.
Oh! I can't believe it worked. I can't believe it worked.
That was a good one.
Oh shit, we got him.
Yo, I actually can't. I didn't think it would work, bro. Yo, I heard it. I'm like, oh, he brought it today. And then I was like, man, this nigga ain't gonna fall for that.
Nah. He had me tested. I was like, yeah, this is definitely getting him, bro.
I bought it and I knew what it was gonna do, I still got scared by it.
Yo, that came out pretty fast though.
Especially when you don't know, and you open it quick.
Nah, that shit comes.
Look, it comes on your hand, bro.
This shit actually is pretty sick, though. How's it work?
I don't know. It's on a fucking string.
Oh, it's on a string shit. Okay.
Bro. No, you made it believable, the Bears thing. So you know, I've had this
in my room for like 4 weeks, bro.
Was the magic trick?
Yeah, this was the magic trick.
You've had this for like 6 months, months.
This is the magic trick. I was going to do an extravagant magic trick. You went to them, I'm like, you know what? I'm just fucking going to make up some bullshit and say I got him something and get it to open it.
But the timing and everything was, brother, I got you something.
Man, we out of here, bro.
That's how you close
it. Peace, man. Next week.